Six Nations' long-awaited fiber internet project is nearing its completion and beginning to have its first customers access services with fiber internet technology. The project, which began in 2023, saw the installation of fiber optic internet lines installed throughout the Six Nations Reserve, and community members had the opportunity to have their homes hooked up to the service for free while the project is completed. During the March 24th Six Nations Elected Council General Council meeting, First Nations Cable President Jeff Thomas updated the community on the project's progress.
Pretty exciting times now. We're just firing everything up, so we're starting to actually put customers on. We're actually starting to see some of the benefits of all our hard work. Our program is coming to an end. We got an extension for the service wires because of the early winter. We couldn't bury all the drops, so we're going to continue on with that. All the duct is installed. They're just pulling in fiber now. We have a few areas left to do. Splicing is ongoing, and it comes down to the service wires after that.
Thomas says some work is still needed and gave an update to how many homes still need service work to be completed, which he says will begin in mid-April.
You know, we're running around. We can't bury drops probably till, we won't start that till middle of April or so, once it dries up enough to get a machine in there. So it's kind of, like I say, the old Indian way, everybody waits till the last minute kind of thing. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at with that. We probably have about between 1,200 and 1,500 drops left to bury. So
he says community members wishing to have access to the services still have time to be included and have the work done at a free cost. Customers will only need to cover a $75 charge for an internet modem upon installation completion.
It'll be freed up till it's when we have to go back and, you know, make a special trip. And when we're in the area, there's no charge for it. One thing we charge for is the modem.
Once they get into a package, I mean.
Yeah.
Thomas says beyond the Six Nations project, First Nations Cable is looking to expand its work and bringing similar projects to other First Nations in Ontario.
What we're doing here at Six Nations, we're also doing it on other reserves as well. We've expanded. We're working with Christian Island right now. Bozole, we got the island's pretty much done. We ran into, again, wintertime. They had 15-foot banks of snow that we had to do work around, so obviously we didn't do any more with it, but that'll be completed probably and lit up probably by July. So, and we're also approaching other reserves as well. We're asking for VCRs and going building and training other reserves to run their own network. The importance of owning your own infrastructure, keep these big telcos out.
Six Nations Councillor Elena Vinevry urged community members to be mindful of workers completing the project on roads throughout Six Nations and to obey traffic signs for everyone's safety.
I guess a PSA to community that the workers are in the community doing that work, and please be mindful of the work that's going on and mind the signs that are out, and Jeff will make sure that the signs are out for people to see.
Yes.
The update was accepted by Six Nations Elected Council, and community members interested in having their homes signed up for service can find more information at sninternet.com. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.